Police headquarters. Just a minute, please.
Detective, you're Captain Young.
This is Charles Sampson, president of the Investors Realty Syndicate.
Yes, Mr. Sampson?
I'm at the Third National Bank on Shortridge Avenue.
Yes?
I want you to send an officer over here immediately to arrest the president of this bank.
What is that?
I want you to send someone over here to arrest the president of this bank.
Well, what's he done?
I'll explain that to the officer.
Well, I'll be right over myself.
All right. I'll wait for you here.
Yes, Captain?
Take the desk for a few minutes, Milton. I'm going over to the Third National Bank.
What's up?
Oh, some nut wants me to arrest Walter C. Morgan, the president.
I want you to arrest this scoundrel. I want you to take him down and throw him in jail. That's what I
mean. My dear Mr. Sampson, if you'll just calm yourself.
Calm myself. Me? Why, you. You. Arrest him. Arrest him, I say. On my constitutional rights, I demand that you arrest this thief.
But, my dear sir, I've explained...
Just a minute. Let's get to the bottom of this trouble. You're Sampson of the Realty Syndicate?
Yes. And this man here...
Just a minute. I'll hear your story first, if you don't mind, Mr. Morgan.
I'd rather you heard Mr. Sampson's. I'll have to admit it's all very mystifying to me.
Very well.
You'll hear my side of it, all right. I'm representing one of the largest real estate firms in this city. I came in this bank just 1 week ago today and borrowed $200,000.
You borrowed how much?
$200,000.
What did you borrow the money for?
My company was bidding on a new tract of land. We wanted the cash to close the deal.
I see.
As collateral on the loan, I put up $250,000 worth of New York and Boston Railroad bonds. The real estate deal fell through, and I brought my check for $200,000 plus the interest to date and asked for my bonds.
Yeah, well?
Well, I was met with a cock and bull story that they couldn't make a child believe.
What about this, Mr. Morgan?
What Mr. Sampson tells you is absolutely true. This bank loaned him $200,000 on the bonds. That was just a week ago today.
And what happened to the bonds?
I don't know.
You don't know? Have they been stolen?
Or misplaced. I've tried to tell Mr. Sampson that if he'll give us a few days...
Two days? Your bank piling up interest on the loan? Not a chance. Look here, Morgan. You produce my bonds immediately or I'll swear out a warrant for your arrest.
Mr.
Now, wait a minute. I'll look into this thing, if you don't mind. Who handled the transaction?
Mr. Evans, the cashier.
Where?
In this office.
Did you see the bonds, Mr. Morgan?
Yes.
And were they in New York and Boston Railroad?
Yes.
Well, what happened after you inspected and passed on the bonds?
I instructed Mr. Evans to draw a check for the amount and make the necessary arrangements with Mr. Sampson here.
And those arrangements were made?
Yes.
Then your cashier, Evans, was the last man to handle the bonds. Huh?
That is correct.
And if the bonds were stolen...
But, Captain Young, we're not sure that they were stolen. You see, when we opened Mr. Sampson's envelope this morning, expecting to find the bonds, we found these instead.
And if you ask me, they tried to pass this worthless stuff off onto me, thinking that I'd not notice it.
What are these bonds, if I may ask?
They are an old issue of German municipal bonds. They're absolutely worthless.
And you found these in the envelope instead of the railroad bonds, eh?
Yes.
Well, where were these bonds kept during the past week?
In the vault. We have a special section for collateral.
And they weren't moved until you went to get them today?
As far as I know, they were not.
Who went for them today?
Evans, the cashier.
I see. Well, Mr. Morgan, how many people in this bank would have access to the collateral?
Three. Mr. Evans, Mr. Turner, the vice president, and myself.
And one of you three crooks took my bonds.
Mr. Sampson, I'm going to ask that you let me finish what I started without interruption.
Well, all right. But I want something done.
Well, we'll do all we can. Now, Mr. Morgan, if you'll arrange for me to talk to the cashier, Evans, I'll see what we can do to find out... And now, Mr. Evans... Evans, you're positive that you placed the bonds in this envelope, huh?
Yes, Mr. Morgan saw me do it.
Is that right, Mr. Morgan?
Yes, I was watching him. There's absolutely no chance that an error was made.
And you took this envelope directly to the vault, Evans?
Yes.
And it's been in the vault ever since?
Yes, that is, until I went for it today.
Have you ever seen these German municipal bonds before?
No.
Hmm. Well, it's beyond me. Morgan, you loaned Sampson $200,000 on some New York and Boston Railroad bonds. Those bonds were entrusted to you for safekeeping, and he's ready to pay back the loan, and you can't produce the bonds. Well, looks to me as though you'll have to pay him the full price of the bonds, that is, if they're not found.
And, of course, the bank will do it. We're fully protected by insurance. Captain Young, you've made quite a reputation locally as a sleuth, and I'd appreciate it very much if you took a hand in this matter. Of course, the bank will call its own investigators, but I'd feel better about it personally if you took charge.
Even if the trail led to one of your officers or yourself?
Even then.
All right, Mr. Morgan, you're on. Now, first I want the serial numbers on all the missing bonds. And then I want to talk to each and every one of the people at...
Here comes the captain now.
Oh, boys, I'm glad to see you're all here. I had to call you on such short notice that I was afraid I'd miss some of you. Now, here's what we're here for. Somebody pulled a fast one on the Third National, kidded an amount of $250,000 in railroad bonds, New York and Boston. Of course, the bank has called its private Dixon on the job, and ordinarily I'd let him handle it, except that I want to show these bank officials that we can turn the trick for them. Now, I have here mimeographed copies of the serial numbers on the missing bonds. Here's a description of the case and some other dope that you'll need. Downing.
Okay, sir.
You get on the phone. Cover every banking institution in the state. The bonds are probably on the move now. Find out if any of these bonds have passed through the brokers.
Yes, sir.
Turner.
Yes?
You're an old hand at this game. Get on the teletype. Wire every section in the country. If these bonds have been taken out of state, it's your job to handle it.
Right.
Milton.
Yes, sir.
You tail Morgan night and day, and for the love of Mike, don't let him know it.
Right.
Hiller, you and Tubby, get after Evans, the cashier, and any cronies that he might run into. Make a complete report twice a day.
We got you, Captain.
The rest of you boys circulate about and keep your eyes and ears open. Tend to your routine duty, but remember, this department is on the trail of $250,000 worth of hot bonds.
Detective Bureau, Captain Young's office. Oh, in just a minute, Ed. Downing's on the phone, Captain.
Hello. Oh, they did, huh? When? Yesterday. Well, we're getting hot. Keep after him.
What news, Cap?
Well, Downing found out that the firm of Overlock and Bailey sold a big bunch of the bonds yesterday for a client named Smith.
Smith?
Yeah, name's probably a phony. He was described to Downing as a dapper little guy with a gray mustache. Had a letter of reference from the Third National. Mm. I'll get it. Hello? Yeah. Okay, Milton. Yeah, Downey just called in with a similar report. Keep right after it. Well, Milton found out that the Harrison Company sold some of the missing bonds this morning for the same Smith. Get the commissioner for me.
Right, he said he'd be over to...
Yeah, just a minute. Hello? Yeah, Milton. Oh, now you're getting somewhere. I'll stick around and pinch him when he shows up. No, wait a minute. Don't pinch him. Get one of the boys over there right away, and when the suspect gets there, let him make the transaction and then tail him. Keep your eye on him every minute. I've got a hunch, and if it works out, a certain gentleman in this town is going to be very surprised.
Glad you got here, Captain. I'm waiting for him to come out.
Mm-hmm. Where is he?
In that office there.
Who is he?
I don't know, but it all checks. He's a little old man, about 5'4", gray mustache, and walks with a sort of a swing.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the lead?
Well, I was covering the town like you told me. I asked about New York and Boston Railroad bonds at Adams and Sons, and they told me that they had a fella in to sell some to a client of theirs at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I hiked to the phone and called you.
Mm-hmm. What then?
Well, I followed him like you said. As soon as I saw him, I knew that he fit the description of a guy who'd been passing him at the other places. So I kept right on his track till he stopped here, and then I called you again, and you came right over. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in that office?
About 20 minutes or so.
Whose office is it?
I don't know. Name's around the corner, I think.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's on this door over here.
Say what, Cap?
We're going into that office. All right, come on. Right behind me and keep your eyes open.
All right. Lift them up. That's it. Up high.
All right. See what's in that little guy's hand, Milton.
Some of the bonds, Captain.
Just as I thought. And on the desk is the marked money that was slipped them at Adams & Sons, where they just sold some of the bonds.
Hey, listen, I...
Time for you to listen, Sampson.
Oh, yeah? Well, you've got nothing on me. I'll tell you...
Are you going to shut up, or do I shut you up?
What's the score, Captain?
Milton, we just caught a couple of slickers. Sampson here has thought the plan all out. He was the smart guy, but he got too bold. He should have held the bonds for a couple of years.
I don't get you, Captain. Isn't this the...
Yeah. Sampson is the man who owned the bonds originally. He saw a way to make $200,000 on them by pulling a fast one in the bank. He borrowed the money on the bonds and then saw to it that they disappeared out of the vault so he could force the Third National to pay him face value for the bonds.
But how did he get them out of the bank?
Easy. You see that little short guy standing there in front of you? Well, he did it. Sampson hired him to steal the bonds out of the bank and pass them for him.
You mean this little guy is a bank robber?
Oh, no, not at all. Jerk that phony mustache off of his upper lip. There, that's it. See? He's not a bank robber, he's a bank cashier. You're under arrest, Evans.